Hello, I'm Catherine. Welcome to 6 Minute English, where we engage in some lively debate and discuss 6 stimulating items of vocabulary. And let's start. Here's your cup of coffee, Rob.
Ah, thanks. But what took you so long, Catherine?
Oh, sorry, Rob. I bumped into someone I knew in the cafe and we stopped for a chat.
OK, well, that fits well with today's show, where we're talking about cafes or coffee houses. Did you know, Catherine, that coffee houses were originally a meeting place for lively debate and intellectual discussion?
Really? I didn't know that, Rob. And a debate, by the way, means a discussion that a lot of people take part in. So how long ago was this debating society?
Well, the first coffee house was set up in Oxford in 1650, but they quickly became popular and soon they were all over London too. You paid a penny to get in, and this included access to newspapers and stimulating conversation.
If something is stimulating, it encourages ideas and enthusiasm. And I expect the coffee helped with that a bit, did it?
No, it certainly helps me first thing in the morning.
Which brings me on to today's question, Rob. How many cups of coffee do we consume in coffee shops or stores in the UK every year? Consume, by the way, is another word for eat or drink. So is the answer A, 2.3 million, B, 23 million, or C, 23 billion?
Well, I don't really know, but it's got to be a lot. So I'm going to go for C, 23 billion. That sounds like a lot of coffee, but I buy several cups a week and I expect you do too, Catherine.
I do indeed. But I have to say, while I was getting our coffees earlier, there was nobody else in the cafe talking except me and my friend. Everybody else was sitting on their own, tapping away on their laptops. Let's listen now to Douglas Fraser, BBC Scotland's business and economy editor, describing the vibe, or atmosphere, in a typical 21st century cafe.
10 or so in the morning, the cafe has 5 people at tables with their backs to the wall, each staring into a screen, plugged in, ears plugged. The flow of bites through this coffee shop's free Wi-Fi is transporting these customers to diverse destinations far from the person beside them. Collaborative working, a research grant application, a potential blockbuster novel, and inevitably someone distracted by kitten pictures on social media.
So the spirit of those 17th century coffee houses has disappeared then. No more lively debate and intellectual discussion.
It seems so, Rob. As Douglas Fraser says, many people sit alone, plugged into their laptops, and they're all doing different things. Working, writing, messing about on social media.
And I think the cafe owners should turn off the free Wi-Fi and force these cafe squatters to move on. I don't think people should be allowed to sit all day using the internet, hogging tables and not talking to anybody. Especially when some of them don't even buy coffee.
That's a bit extreme, Rob. Cafe owners need customers and they encourage people to stay by having comfy sofas and newspapers to read and the free Wi-Fi. A squatter, by the way, is someone who lives in an empty building without paying rent. And if you hog something, you use most or all of it in a selfish way.
I suppose you're right, Catherine. Now, how about telling us the answer to today's question then?
OK, so I asked, how many cups of coffee do we consume in cafes or stores in the UK every year? Is it A, 2.3 million, B, 23 million, or C, 23 billion?
Well, I could sit in a cafe using their free Wi-Fi to research the answer, but I had a guess and I said 23 billion.
Well, you didn't need that free Wi-Fi, Rob, because you were absolutely right.
Ah.
23 billion coffees per year works out on average at 45 cups per adult in the UK.
OK, I think it's time we look back at the words we learned today. Our first word is debate, a discussion that a lot of people take part in.
For example, I took part in a number of stimulating debates at school. Number 2, if something is stimulating, it encourages new ideas and enthusiasm. For example, it's hard to have a stimulating conversation with someone who's looking at their phone all the time.
That's very true. Let me just slide my phone into my pocket.
There
you go,
out of the way.
Our next word is consume, another word for eating or drinking, but it can also mean to use. For example, my car consumes a lot of petrol.
Or how do I calculate my car's fuel consumption? So consumption there is the noun. Number four is vibe, which means the mood or atmosphere in a place. For example, Oxford is a city, but it has a small town vibe.
Well, I'm getting bad vibes from our next word, which is squatter. That's someone who lives in an empty building without paying rent. The building is called a squat. So, for example, I lived in a squat for 2 years.
Really? You squatted in a squat, Rob?
No. It was just an example. I am not a squatter.
Oh, so you've never squatted?
No, I haven't. Now, look, we're wasting time here. We need to move on to our final word, hog. If you hog something, you use all or most of it in a selfish way.
For example, Rob, you've hogged the only comfy chair. That's so selfish.
I admit it, Catherine. I'm a chair hog. That's the noun. OK, well, before we head off for another cup of coffee, please remember to check out our Facebook, Twitter and YouTube pages.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English. From BBC Learning English.